USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
House Democrats approved a $2.2 trillion package of coronavirus relief. The Hill says that the vote happened after last-ditch negotiations between Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin failed to yield a bipartisan agreement, something echoed by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Fox News.
I think what's happened here is we've gotten closer to the election. The spirit of bipartisanship on coronavirus that we had in March and April has largely disappeared.
Every Republican voted no. They said the spending levels were too high and money went to some programs not related to the coronavirus. The bill has no chance in the Senate, and the White House opposes the measure. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 35 points. The NASDAQ was higher as well by an even 159 points. The S&P 500 was up by nearly 18 points. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump signaled his campaign would reject any changes to the presidential debate format. The Commission on Presidential Debates said changes could be announced this weekend. The goal is to make the debates more orderly after Tuesday's face-off that saw President Trump and Democrat nominee Joe Biden go after each other and overstep the rules. The president tweeted, "Why would I allow the debate commission to change the rules for the second and third debates when I easily won last time?" The commission is an independent body. The next debate is in Miami in a couple of weeks. A fresh round of layoffs is signaling new anxiety about the coronavirus and uncertainty about congressional relief. Companies like Disney, Allstate, and two major airlines announced plans to fire or furlough more than 60,000 workers in recent days. After business shutdowns in early spring threw 22 million people out of work, the economy rebounded with the help of stimulus money and rock-bottom interest rates. The concern has grown as measures that have helped the economy weather the initial contraction have wound down. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Tennessee Titans and Pittsburgh Steelers matchup won't be happening this week. It's the first game postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The NFL is rescheduling the matchup for later in the season after an additional Titans player and one staff member tested positive for the coronavirus during Wednesday's round of testing. An NFL Hall of Famer has chimed in on how the league is weathering the pandemic. USA Radio's Tim Berg with that.
Legendary quarterback Brett Favre admits the NFL is in unprecedented times with the pandemic.
What's the right protocol? What's the, logistically, how do you make it work? I'm surprised that it hasn't been worse.
The former Green Bay Packers and Minnesota Vikings quarterback talking about the league's decision on deciding to postpone this weekend's game between the Tennessee Titans and Pittsburgh Steelers. Favre also saying he'd like to see some fans at every NFL stadium. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The Bronx and Manhattan ranked the lowest on the scorecard for the cleanliness of streets in New York City as garbage has piled up in the boroughs following $100 million in cuts to the sanitation department. The New York Post reports an official mayoral report of acceptably clean city streets showed declines across the five boroughs in July compared to the same time last year, and only slight improvements in August. September figures are not available until the end of next month. More news anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.